for Starlink? Congratulations! Do you need help installing it? Look no further than your local satellite professionals. That's right, B&T Satellite. Call Doug and the whole team to set up your Starlink with the same customer service you've come to know. B&T Satellite will set up your Starlink and work with you to make the experience a pleasure for you. Call today and set up your time to install the new Starlink. You know, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. That's B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Happy holidays from our Home Helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie, now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. I'm glad to have you with me. The rules of engagement for this program are pretty simple because you're all goobers. We're all goobers. After this week, I've determined that the world is divided into two groups, just goobers and idiots. Goobers and idiots. Yep. So that's kind of where that's my world view today. So the rules of engagement are pretty easy. You simply text the word Mike and your message to this number, 33103. 33103. Text whatever you want to tell me, comment, questions, whatever it is. That's all you have to do is just text the word Mike and that message, whatever you want, to 33103. And then the second thing you can do is, and I really would appreciate you doing this because, well, it's fun, for one thing, and that is to follow me on social media. So if you want to follow me on social media, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, all three of those, or if you want to stream this program live, or you want to go back and you want to listen to the podcast of this program, you can simply do all of those things by going to one simple website. And I've changed, we laugh about this on the local program. I casually one day said, Michael just says gohere.com. And my producer on the local program looked at me and said, oh my God, you got to grab that real quick. So I did. I went to a domain and I grabbed it. So the website is michaelsaysgohere.com. There you can find the link for, all of the affiliates of the program. You can find, and what time of day they play it over the weekend. You can find me on Twitter at Michael Brown USA. You can find me on Twitter at Michael D. Brown. Facebook is at Michael D. Brown. You can find all of those by simply going to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. So when you're sitting around in your underwear today, because it's the weekend, simply go to michaelsaysgohere.com. Follow me on Twitter. And actually, you know, here's what's interesting about Twitter. And I know I say this to the local audience, so I want to say it to all of you, too. You don't have to engage in Twitter for it to be useful or informative or entertaining. Simply having a Twitter account and following interesting people, not that I'm saying I'm interesting or anything, but by just following interesting people or following news organizations, it's a way to kind of see what's going on in the world from different perspectives. For example, I have on my Twitter account, I have a list of just pretty standard news organizations. And then I have a list of what I would call people left to center who just drive me nuts. And I don't follow them. I just have them on a list. So occasionally, and the list is called Keeps My Blood Pressure Up. So if I want to get my blood pressure up, I want to go see what some numbnut's saying, I can just go to that list and look at it. So you don't have to be an active participant. You can be just a casual observer. So that's at Michael Brown USA. Follow me on Twitter. And on Instagram, you know, I always find it interesting because radio is such an intimate medium. I'll get my mouth going here in a second. It's such an intimate medium that people are always like, well, you know, like, what do you do in your spare time? What kind of things interest you outside radio? And you can find that on Instagram, at Michael D. Brown. For example, I posted a photograph on Instagram yesterday. I was scrolling through, or maybe it was on Thursday, I forget, Thursday or Friday. I put up a photograph when I was the Director of FEMA and Undersecretary of Homeland Security. It's funny how a photograph, you know, two things happen in life, maybe more than that, but probably three things for me. Photographs, music, and smells. Have you ever thought about those three things? I can smell, for example, here in Denver where I broadcast, this is my base station here in Denver on Freedom 93.7, Real News, Real Talk. Here in Denver on I-70, the 70, as I like to joke about it, on the 70, up north of downtown Denver is a Wonder Bread Bakery. And there are days when you can pass by there, and the smell of that bakery instantaneously takes me back to my elementary school. Because in my elementary school, it's not like today where all of this food is, you know, it's prepackaged crap and it's cooked in a centralized location and then it's put on trucks and, you know, delivered out to schools. No, we actually had cooks that cooked everything. And I can remember sitting in elementary school. No, it was not a one-room schoolhouse. Just shut up. It was not a one-room schoolhouse. But I can remember sitting in those elementary classes and we could smell because the kitchen and the cafeteria was down in the basement. And we could smell those things that were being cooked for lunch that day. Well, to this day, I can pass that bakery and I can smell that bread baking, and it instantaneously takes me back to elementary school. The same is true with music. Now, even if you love modern music, you know, or I should say, even if you listen to music, even from old farts that make, you know, new music today, or you listen to new music, whatever, there are certain songs that instantaneously take me back to particular times when either I remember that particular artist singing that song at a concert. That was very meaningful. But it'll take you back to, you know your teenage days or your college days, whatever. Music and smells are very, very powerful like that. The third one I would add are photographs. Photographs can just suddenly, I mean, how often, particularly if you now keep all of your photographs on your phone. So I've had all of my photographs, all of my, you know, Kodachrome, all of my old Kodachrome, all of those photographs, and old photographs that my parents had. I've taken all those things and I've digitized them so that they're now in my old iPhotos account and in the cloud, so they're secured different ways. And I'll be scrolling through photographs like I was this week for, and I think it was on Thursday, for a throwback Thursday photograph on Instagram. And as I scroll through it, I came across this photograph. Let me describe it this way. It's an obviously younger me sitting at the head of a table in the FEMA conference room circa somewhere 2003, 2004. Not quite sure of the date. But it was me sitting in a conference table, and sitting around the conference table was a delegation from Afghanistan. So here were these, you know, some were, you know, army colonels or generals. Some were representatives of the Karzai government at the time. There were a couple of what I would call, you know, firefighters, first responders. And they were sitting around the conference room table with me because we were going to have them, we were going to help them for a week. And this was the initial meeting. We were going to help them during that week get all the tools they needed to establish an emergency management response system in Afghanistan. Now, again, I think this was circa 2004, maybe 2003, so at least 18, maybe 19 years ago. When I looked at that photograph, man, it was a flood of emotions, because clearly that was a time, you know, shortly after 9/11, we were, you know, engaged in Iraq and, you know, becoming engaged in Afghanistan. And here were all these people sitting around this table. And the very first thing I thought about was, I wonder where they are today. Some of them would be, you know, in their 70s. Some would be, you know, much younger than that. Would be probably, I'm trying to think, 22 years ago. Maybe they were 20 years old. Yeah, they'd be in their 70s because some of them were that young. Some of them are much older than that. But what I really wonder is, did they survive? What happened to them? Were they killed by the Taliban? Did they try to escape? Indeed, did they escape? Did they escape? Are they living somewhere in the United States? So it's for me, it was this moment of thinking about all of the things that our brains process and the things that we now have that think about the advent of photography. Think about the advent of being able to store, you know, now I store thousands of music, thousands of songs, albums, and other things on my phone. And I have, you know, I'm not quite sure. I'd be kind of curious. I have, where can I find this number? I'm curious how many photographs. I have 18,077 photographs in my iCloud photos library. Going all the way back to antique photos of my family, particularly my mother's family, growing up near the Osage Reservation in Indian Territory. Fabulous old photographs. But if you haven't this weekend, maybe that's something for you to do. As you listen to music, or you scroll through your old photographs, or you smell something, think about all of those good times. Think about all of that that's just the things that we have in modern society that technologically are able to take us back, or things that aren't so technologically advanced. Because my guess is, while that bakery in Denver, that Wonder Bread Bakery, is probably a very large facility, you know, pounding out, you know, tons and tons of loaves of bread or rolls or whatever it is, nonetheless, it takes me back in time. So that's how my brain works. So trying to tell you that I'd like for you to follow me on Instagram, follow me on Twitter, follow me on Facebook, do all of those things by simply going to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com, michaelsaysgohere.com. But just take a moment and think about it. You know, or maybe find some old photographs and think about the people in those photographs. Or for that matter, pick a favorite song that you haven't listened to in a long time. Put your headphones on. Sit in a quiet room. Listen to that music. And let it just take you back. Let it take you back to something that was really good. You know, I am, speaking of music, the other thing that I love about music is all my grandparents were Christian, but my paternal grandmother and grandfather they loved gospel music. So I grew up listening to all these old gospel singers, listening to all of the black gospel singers, listening to, Johnny Cash sing a gospel song, whatever. It was just, it's wonderful, absolutely wonderful music. And then I grew up listening to my parents in the backseat of the car, listening to rock and roll, 50s and 60s rock and roll. So there's a trip down memory lane. It's the weekend with Michael Brown. Stay tuned. We're going to get right back here. I want to talk to you first, though, about something that, you know, if you or loved one want to protect yourself against any attack on you personally or a family member, but you don't feel comfortable carrying a firearm like I do, then I want you to learn about Heroes Non-Lethal Products. See, Hero's the maker of the Hero award-winning Hero 2020. That's a non-lethal gun that shoots high-speed projectiles filled with pepper powder that explode on impact. That causes your attacker to, incredible pain, mental confusion, and coughing. They just drop to the ground. And all Hero products are concealable. You don't need a carry permit. And right now, Hero2020.com, that's the website, Hero2020.com has a new product called the Arrow. This looks like a small remote control. It shoots a thick, red, sticky pepper gel. And I've tried this. It just burns like crazy. And an alarm system. So if you're under attack, you fire this non-lethal weapon. It allows you time to escape or to call 911, whatever you need to do, but your attacker is on the ground writhing in pain. Get one today for yourself, your spouse, your daughter at college, your son working the late shift, or anyone that you know that needs extra protection. Here's what you do. Go online right now to hero2020.com. Hero2020.com. Put in my last name, Brown, as a coupon code for a special discount. Hero2020.com. State restrictions apply. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday at 8 in the morning. Come check out my music and the deep thought and let me shatter your paradigm.
Let's get rid of honey. Them traitors think they won, but them patriots coming. You fall for anything if you don't stand for something. Some people say it's time to fight, but ain't about nothing, yeah. And I only bout it, God can't bow to nothing else. Yeah, it's time to fight, and it don't matter if you're black or white, and I know it's gonna take some sacrifice.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? Time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Join us this year for the 18th annual Cascade Christmas, a song and dance extravaganza, a Reading tradition.
With a cast of nearly 30 characters singing and dancing on the Cascade Theater stage.
Come with me, Jack Radio, as we take a tour through the North Pole for the first time ever.
Happening one weekend only, December 1st through 4th. Featuring evening and matinee performances. Get tickets at 243-8877 or at CascadeTheater.org.
Come have a jingle good time at Cascade Christmas, a Reading tradition.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Back to the weekend with Michael Brown. I'm really glad to have you with me. I appreciate you taking time out of the weekend to listen to this group. So as I said earlier, it's real easy. You text the word Mike and your message to 33103, and you go to this website, michaelsaysgohere.com, if you want to follow me on social media, stream us live, get the podcast, whatever. But the reason I always emphasize the text messages is this. You can derail this program. Those of you, if you haven't gotten to know one thing about me, it's that I tend to chase squirrels. I love squirrels. I think it makes radio live and entertaining and interesting. So I come in with a POS. I call it my POS, pile of stuff. So I come with my pile of stuff with a general idea of what I want to talk about. And then I get a text message that says squirrel, and I go chasing this squirrel. And someone from the area code 630 texted this just now. Mike, I stopped listening to everyone I follow since this second fraudulent election. Sick of no one saying the real truth about the provable stolen 2020 election and January 6th Antifa and BLM insurrection. Love listening to you, and I'm listening to you today to hear your take of this past midterm. Keep up your great work from a proud goober. Well, I got to tell you, 630, you may not be happy with me today. Let me explain why. And again, you know, it's I always get a kick out of when I catch myself saying, I'm just going to be truthful with you. Well, of course I'm going to be truthful with you. I'm always truthful with you. I don't come here and make up crap. I tell you exactly what I think. I try to explain why I think it with rational, logical, or empirical evidence. And you can choose to believe it or not believe it. What I hope you will do is, even if you disagree with what I say, is that you will at least consider it. So I want to go to this text message has now gotten me completely off my schedule, but I think it's a worthy text message that needs discussion. No one's saying the real truth about these provable stolen 2020 election and January 6th insurrection. Let me say this first about January 6th. It was not a freaking insurrection. I want everybody to quit calling it an insurrection. An insurrection, if this is the definition, if January 6th is the definition of an insurrection, it was a bunch of Keystone cops trying to rob the candy store. Good grief. If you want an insurrection, I mean a true insurrection, then you're going to have to get a bunch of RPGs, a bunch of bazookas, a bunch of tanks. You're going to have to get a bunch of those scary-looking AR-15s. You're going to have to really mobilize and, you know, like, take over the government. This was a half-ass riot, is the best way I can describe it. It was not an insurrection. And insofar as the provable stolen 2020 election, if you agree or disagree about the 2020 election, I don't care. And let me tell you why. We can't keep rehashing the 2020 election. Let me explain why. Do I believe there's fraud in elections? Damn right there is. There's fraud in everything. Now, whether there's enough fraud to overturn an election or not, to me, is immaterial right now. Let me give you a little footnote to that. Let's say that a court of competent jurisdiction, that's legalese talk. Let's say that a court of competent jurisdiction determines that the 2020 election was stolen. And there's a ruling from a judge, the 2020 election was stolen. And it appears by the numbers that Donald Trump and a bunch of other people won the election in 2020. Okay, that's the ruling. What is the remedy? In law, you can get a ruling in your favor, but that ruling is immaterial unless there is also a remedy provided in law to implement that ruling. There is no remedy. So even if 2020 was stolen, when we get back, I want you to, while during the break, I want you to think about this. If the 2020 election was stolen, what do you propose that should happen that's constitutional? We'll talk about that next. Don't go away. It's the weekend with Michael Brown. Happy weekend, everybody.
Is your job recession-proof? Now might be the perfect time to switch careers and become an IT professional. With My Computer Career, IT is listed as one of the top recession-proof professions. You could have your dream job in just months, not years. No experience needed. Take classes online or on campus. And financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Testosterone levels are at an all-time low. Individual T levels decline 1% every year. Chalk, CHOQ, is the new champion of natural testosterone boosters. Chalk's main ingredient is clinically studied to naturally boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity and boost your daily energy with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a limited time, our listeners will get 30% off at choq.com with promo code USA. choq.com, code USA.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Capturing the Essence Salt Cave, open 2:30 to 6 p.m. at 2051 Hilltop, Suite A3, is happy to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those serving in the armed forces. Salt is like a toothbrush for the lungs and can help with colds, allergies, asthma, COPD, arthritis, pain, inflammation, long-haul COVID, and help restore taste and smell. Perfect for all ages. Capturing the Essence Salt Cave. You can book now at CapturingTheEssence.com. Again, CapturingTheEssence.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, and emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie! Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate you spending some time with me over the weekend. So we were talking about this text message I received about January 6th and I'm using air quotes here, the stolen 2020 election. And I'm using air quotes for this reason. There, while many people believe that the 2020 election was stolen, there has yet to be any, and I know I've watched 2,000 Mules, so I understand what Dinesh D'Souza did in the movie. He showed that in a couple of particular instances that there was ballot harvesting, but even Dinesh has admitted that within those examples he gave, we don't really know where those harvested ballots, who they went to, or if in that particular precinct it changed the outcome of the election. And if you're objective about 2,000 Mules, the movie, it doesn't definitively prove. In other words, you couldn't take that movie. Now, forget all of the procedural problems that legally incur. But you couldn't take 22,000 Mules and introduce that as evidence into court and get a court ruling. But let's say that you could. And let's say that you did end up with a court ruling that said, yep, looks like the 2020 election was stolen. My question then is, and this is a serious question, what, where, or how in the United States Constitution do you remedy that? How do you fix that? Because there is not a constitutional provision that says in the event of a stolen election or in the event of some sort of process where a judge or the Supreme Court or someone says that, no, the vote is this and not that. Because remember, the Supreme Court in Bush v. Gore did not say that the vote is this or that. All the court said was stop counting ballots. The Supreme Court in Bush v. Gore said to Broward County, Florida, look, you've already counted, you've done the recount, it's over. You can't do all of this hanging chad trying to decide all of this. You followed state election law. The election in Broward County is over, and that's what determined who won Florida. The court didn't say, no, the ballots, the number of ballots are this or that. No, the court didn't do that at all. And you know why the court didn't do that? Because that wasn't the question before them. The question before the Supreme Court in 2000 was, have they followed state election rules? Now, before you start screaming at me about, you know, courts have said that you did or did not follow election rules in other states in 2020, that's immaterial. And why is it immaterial? Because it's never gotten to an appellate court or to the U.S. Supreme Court for a ruling. But I want to make the argument that it does get to the U.S. Supreme Court. And the U.S. Supreme Court says, yes, it looks like there was fraud, and it looks like that the real number was this. What's the remedy? Trump can't just be inaugurated. You can't just take Biden out of office. You can't just redo the election. There's no process either in the U.S. Constitution nor in state election laws for a redo. There's no do-over. So where does that leave us? And to me, this is the most important both politically and legally. We got to stop talking about 2020. We got to focus instead on getting state legislatures to fix the blankety-blank F and blah, blah, blah. If I could just curse like a sailor right now, I would. State election laws. That's the problem. That's the problem we're witnessing in Arizona, in Nevada. We're witnessing all over the country, right here in Colorado. Nobody's quite, well, we have a really close congressional race in Colorado right now, but no one's questioning in Colorado the process, or in Florida, the process. Now, I think the process in Colorado sucks compared to Florida. What we ought to be focusing on is how do we fix state election laws. That's the big issue. So earlier today, about an hour ago, Donald Trump sent out one of his email messages, landed in my inbox about an hour ago. And here's what it says. Statement by Donald J. Trump, 45th President of the United States of America. Now, well, let me just read it, and then let me make a couple of comments. Donald Trump wrote this. President Trump wrote, you know the sticker in Pennsylvania that says, I voted? Some people are wearing them saying, I thought I voted. Pennsylvania is a very corrupt state with voting, but nobody ever wants to check that. How does Oz, smart guy, lose to a guy who can't string together two sentences? They don't want to check because they don't want to make me right. It happened to me in 2020. I lost 1 million votes with possibly one of the biggest drops in history happening in the middle of the night. Here's what I said in response to that email, which if you were following me on Twitter, you would see it. Just dropped into my inbox from 45. Until he moves on from bitching about it to actually offering solutions to stop it, we're living in the past. He, Trump, has got to give this up, and we've got to offer a solution to the problem. Until then, that's not a winning strategy at the presidential level, at the Senate level, at the congressional level. Hell's bells, it's not a winning strategy at the dog catcher level. The winning strategy is our election laws suck. They absolutely suck. Can I, let me say it again? They suck. The winning strategy is this. First, this shows how important state legislative races are. Because state legislatures not only determine what congressional districts look like and how badly they're gerrymandered, but state legislatures, according and pursuant to the United States Constitution, determine how elections are conducted for the federal offices and those state offices in their state. So if you, like me, think that mail-in balloting sucks and that there ought to be some, you know, restrictions on mail-in balloting, or personally, I'd do away with mail-in balloting altogether, that's a state legislative issue. I've got to go to the Colorado legislature. You've got to go to the Illinois legislature. You've got to go to the California legislature. You've got to go to the New York legislature. You've got to go to the Texas legislature. You've got to go to all these legislatures and demand that election laws be cleaned up, straightened up, so we don't have the crap that's going on in Arizona or Nevada right now. That's a solution. That's an absolute solution. Bitching about 2020 is not a solution. In addition to that, let me add this. You can't win bitching about something that happened 4 years ago. You can't. You can't bitch about being a loser. Nobody likes a loser. Remember, Donald Trump infamously said one time about John McCain that he didn't like, you know, what was it? He didn't like prisoners of war. I'm paraphrasing, but he really slammed John McCain. You know, I don't like war. I don't like people that get caught. Well, guess what I don't like? I don't like people that bitch about something that they're not giving me a solution to. That's why I think this supposed red wave we were going to see didn't materialize. Because Republicans weren't out there talking about, that's too blanket of a statement. Many Republicans that lost, that we thought were going to win, lost because they weren't out there spreading the message about economic liberty, about individual liberty, about the kind of programs, about reducing taxes, about making it easier for people to thrive and survive and to be successful in our country. They weren't talking about those kinds of positive issues. Bitching about an election is not going to win you an election. And you can hate me for saying that. You can tune off your radio. You can never listen to me again. But you know that I'm telling you the truth. So, Mr. President, stop bitching about Pennsylvania. If you want to run, you must look forward. For one thing, there will be people that for the very first time will register to vote in 2024 because they just turned 18. And guess what they don't care about? 2020. There will be people like me who have never missed an election that I know of. I don't think I've ever missed an election in my life. That will go vote. But I'm going to vote on issues. And, of course, yes, personalities. And, of course, yes, individuals. There's no denying that that's part of it. But I'm going to vote for someone who offers me a path to more freedom, more economic freedom, more individual freedom. That's what I want. Lower taxes, keep more of my own money. That's what I'm looking for. People that are advocates of free speech, people who are advocates of the Constitution. That's what I want. And I know that's what you want too. So while you may think that 2020 is a winning election, it's not. So now I'm really curious. Goober number 630, who texted this? Mike, I stopped listening to everyone I follow since this second fraudulent election. Sick of no one saying the real truth about the provable stolen 2020 election in January 6th, Antifa and BLM insurrection. Love listening to you, and I'm listening to you today to hear your take about this past midterm. Keep up your great work from a proud goober. 630, I'm really curious. Are you still listening? Do you really still like me? Do you really think I'm still keeping up the great work? Because you know what I just did? I just delivered a really heavy, strong, 100% non-diluted dosage of truth. Be curious what your response is. You can text the word Mike to 33103. Let me know what you think. But that's truly, truly what I think. And I'm not saying, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that Donald Trump should or should not run. I'm not saying that he and DeSantis should, you know, that he should, or that Trump should keep picking on DeSantis and DeWine and all these Republican governors. What I am saying is, at the retail level of politics, if you want to win, you can't sound and act like a loser. You can't. And if you think that that's false, those who ran in the midterm election, whose main issue was the 2020 election, the majority, if not all of those, lost. And that's why there was no red wave. Oh, in addition to about 1,000 other things, too. But that was one of them. Let's finish when we get back about the midterms. Because there's one other thing I'd like for you to know about what I think. Text the word Mike in your message to 33103. Go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com, and I'll be right back.
Everything's getting more expensive. The government's losing control, and the Fed just seems to make things worse. Trying to get decent returns on your savings is driving you nuts. Sound familiar? Noble Gold Investments gets it. Completely focused on honesty and education, their crack team of precious metals experts have helped thousands of worried investors like you to build and preserve wealth through times like these. By giving you direct contact with a single dedicated professional, you get exclusive free access to that help with no hassle or call centers to deal with. Find out why precious metals and IRAs are the answer to inflation and financial contagion. Give the team at Noble Gold Investments a call and join the others who've taken advantage of their offer. They'll guide you through the process and make it easy for you. And this month, they're gifting a stunning free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA over $20,000. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit noblegoldinvestments.com.
Hi friends, this is RC with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor, La Gloria Cubana S, San Andres. A new offering from La Gloria Cubana, draped in a dark, oily San Andres wrapper, direct from the volcanic and potassium-rich soil of Mexico, rolled at the El Credito factory in the lush valleys of the Dominican Republic, where their motto is, one factory, 100 artisans, one goal, to craft the most exquisite cigars on the planet. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Goldleaf Nursery Autumn Harvest of Savings Sale is going on now. A huge 50% off sale of shrubs and trees in a selected area of the parking lot. great time to pick out fall color trees and shrubs, and the rest of the entire inventory is 20% off. This sale runs until November 19th. Coming soon, a truckload of living Christmas trees, including Colorado blue spruce, fir trees, and the hard-to-get Japanese maple and dogwood. Goldleaf Nursery is open Wednesday through Saturday from 8 to 5. Don't miss Goldleaf Nursery's Autumn of Savings Sale. Goldleaf Nursery at 6168 Churn Creek Road across from the Tucker Oaks Golf Course.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m. with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hey, it's the weekend with Michael Brown. It wouldn't be a weekend without Michael Brown, right? So I want to spend the next few minutes I have before the top of the hour. Let's talk about the election laws. Now, let me just establish a baseline of where I come from. I come from that era where I had to go into a precinct, you know, a school gymnasium. A church, you know, annex of some sort. It was, or a fire station. I remember one time voting in a fire station. So I come from an era where I had to, sometime between the hours of 7 a.m. and 7 p.m., I actually had to go to a precinct, to my precinct, and get a ballot, show an ID, have the election person hand me a ballot, then I would walk over to a booth, and sometimes it would be a ballot where I would have to, you know, fill in the little circles, or I would put it into a machine and I would click, you know, to punch out the holes in the ballot, and then I would take that ballot and I would fold it as appropriate and take it back to an election judge who would then mark that I had voted, put it over into a bin to be counted, and I'd walk out. The most secure way of voting ever. Ever. Then it evolved. And of course, and I have, I think, on at least two occasions I can recall, I have, and I had to request it, I had to, in writing, now, one time in more modern times, I was able to request an absentee ballot online. But two times I've gotten absentee ballots. But both times I had to make a request for that ballot so that the ballot could be mailed to my last known address, which I had to confirm when I was online or writing the note to request the ballot. And then that ballot was sent to me, and it was in a specially marked envelope, and I put it back in a specially marked envelope and mailed that ballot back. You know, that's like when if you want to do, this is kind of off subject, but that's kind of like when you carry a gun on a trip. It's the most secure way to make sure that your luggage arrives on time, because you have to take your luggage once you check in at the airline counter. You have to take your luggage and your firearm over to TSA where you show them it's unloaded, that your ammo is separate, you put it and you lock it in your luggage, and they witness that and they tag it, and then they carry, and then they send it off to be loaded onto the plane. Well, I can damn well assure you that that luggage is certainly going to get to my destination on time with me because it's got a gun in it. An absentee ballot is like checking your gun with TSA. You know it's going to get there, and you know it's going to be counted. And now what happens? In Colorado, everybody gets a ballot. So if your rug rat has come to the University of Colorado, which shame on you for sending them there, if your rug rat is attending the University of Colorado Boulder, and they move their registration here, because they have to get a driver's license or something here, who knows. Now, they would get a ballot, even if they move back home. Because we have a stupid election law that doesn't purge the voting rolls every year like they should. So what happens is we have a bunch of ballots show up at a dorm or show up at an apartment complex, and those people are no longer there. Those are ripe for fraud. Because anybody can just pick up those ballots, fill them out, sign the name, and, well, Michael, don't they check the signatures? Yeah, kind of like the bank checks my signature on the one check I write a year because a vendor requires a paper check. Yeah, kind of like the bank checks my signature against my signature card. My signature has deteriorated into a scratch over the years. So what do I want? That's the baseline. So what do I want? If we have to have mail-in ballots, then we ought to do this. The mail-in ballots have to be postmarked and received either by Election Day, by the close of Election Day, or I would argue for a day before the Election Day. I would argue that if you don't postmark your ballot, let's say by a week before Election Day, whatever date, let's say today, November 8th this year. If you don't postmark your ballot by November 1st, then you should be required to take that ballot to a drop box or to your precinct or to the county election board. Because here's what's happening. Some ballots aren't being counted because they're waiting for them to arrive. They haven't arrived yet because they were able to mail them up until, you know, the day of the election. That is stupid. That's utterly stupid. We just got to change the way we vote. Pure and simple. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Stay tuned. I'll be right back.
Is your job recession-proof? Now might be the perfect time to switch careers and become an IT professional. With My Computer Career, IT is listed as one of the top recession-proof professions. You can have your dream job in just months, not years. No experience needed. Take classes online or on campus. And financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Testosterone levels are at an all-time low. Individual T levels decline 1% every year. Chalk, CHOQ, is the new champion of natural testosterone boosters. Chalk's main ingredient is clinically studied to naturally boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity and boost your daily energy with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a limited time, our listeners will get 30% off at CHOQ.com with promo code USA. CHOQ.com, code USA.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed, a show on every other Sunday, 8 to 9. Are you awake? Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you realize you're in an information war where we're losing our country? It's time to stand up and defend your freedoms, my brothers and sisters. Americans don't care what color you are. Those of the past do.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The jury is still out. Control of Congress still up in the air 4 days after the election, although the Democrats have moved one seat closer to keeping control of the upper house of Congress.
Democratic Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona has managed to hold on to his seat, defeating Republican Blake Masters. However, despite missing out on their hope for a red wave, the GOP does still have a chance at reclaiming control of the U.S. Senate. In the Senate race in Nevada, Republican Adam Laxalt holds the lead over Democratic Senator Catherine Cortez Masto, although it's by less than 1,000 votes, and there is that December 6th runoff between Republican Herschel Walker and Democratic incumbent Raphael Warnock in Georgia. Ken Lorman reporting.
In Arizona, a winner has yet to be declared in the closely watched governor's race, while in Nevada, Republican Sheriff Joe Lombardo has defeated Democrat incumbent governor Steve Sisolak. Ohio's GOP Governor Mike DeWine crediting his party's push for school choice with helping him to win re-election.
Governor DeWine tells the Salem Radio Network voters responded well to his party's efforts to give parents more options.
What we believe in is parents' rights, and we believe in giving, you know, parents choices.
By choices, DeWine notes, that doesn't always mean kids leaving the public schools.
That particularly in our rural areas and suburban areas, people like their schools and they like their public schools.
DeWine easily won re-election on Tuesday and says his Republican Party will continue to advocate for more educational freedom in Ohio. Bob Agner reporting.
Almost 2 million people in southern China have been ordered to stay home today. They've also been ordered to undergo coronavirus testing. And schools have been closed amid a rise in COVID infections despite strict zero-tolerance policies. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Sleep Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-626-5252. That's 800-626-5252. 800-626-5252.
The German chancellor says he's on board with proposed new European sanctions on Iran.
Words alone are not enough. That was the verdict Olaf Scholz delivered in his latest weekly video address to people, promising that as well as condemning Iran's rulers, real action would also be taken against them. No details were offered, but it's been reported that the European Union will target individuals and organizations, any which it believes are helping to suppress the present wave of demonstrations in Iran. Protesters there risk torture, imprisonment and death, Chancellor Scholz said. He also called for a meeting of the United Nations Human Rights Council to discuss the Iranian situation.
The BBC's Paul Moss. The Ukrainian military conducting stabilization measures near the southern city of Kherson following the end of an 8-month occupation by Russian forces. News and analysis, townhall.com. A widely despised and disrespected creature apparently has a sense of rhythm. At least that's the conclusion of a group of researchers, as correspondent Tasha Stevens explains.
There are many things separating humans and rats.
one of which being music. It was long believed that unlike humans, rats could not perceive a musical beat, let alone move in time with rhythm. This ability exists among humans and animals that can change the sounds they produce in response to experiences. But a new study in Japan claims to disprove that theory. Researchers played Mozart's Sonata for Two Pianos in D major for 10 rats. The rodents nodded in sync with the musical beat. The study could mean that rats will soon join some birds, bats, elephants, whales, dolphins, seals, and humans in a group that can breathe. Tasha Stevens reporting.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive is proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the armed forces. North Valley Distributing, serving both the electrical and electronics industries, a one-stop shopping experience. North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-222-1500. 530-222-1500. Proud to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Really do. Appreciate you sharing some of your valuable weekend time with this goober. The rules of engagement are pretty easy. You just text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. And I'd love to read you one text message that I just received, but it's nothing but just F-bombs, so I can't read that one. So I must have really irritated somebody in the last hour, which, you know, shocker, right? Shocker. So text the word Mike in your message to 33103. And then if you'd like to follow me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all of those things, if you'd like to stream the program live, you want to find out where all the affiliates are, what time they carry the program, what time they repeat the program, anything about the program you can find at this website. Boom. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. That's it. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. So the Arizona Senate race has been called for Mark Kelly. Now, Mark Kelly is the John McCain. I don't know what it is about Arizona, but there's something about the heat in Arizona that fries people's brains, I think. Mark Kelly acts just like the late Senator John McCain. I just don't get some of these states. Well, I guess get Arizona. Because Arizona, like a lot like Colorado, is being infiltrated by people who I find hilarious. They're hilarious in this regard. They live in California, a wonderfully beautiful state. And then they vote for all these dumbass politicians and dumbass policies. And then when their taxes go through the roof, when their gas goes through the roof, when everything goes through the roof or ends up in the basement, one or the other, then they get upset, and they get tired, and they move. And dang it, they moved to Colorado, or they moved to Arizona. And then because they were upset with the policies in California, when they get to Arizona or Colorado, what do? They vote for the same damn policies. Drives me nuts. Why don't you stay and fix California? If you don't like the way things are in California, why don't you stay there and fix it? It's like all these damn Hollywood people that keep claiming that, now they haven't done it this election cycle because it didn't really make any difference, but they always claim that, you know, if the Republican wins, you know, if Donald Trump or whoever's running for president on the GOP side, if they win the presidency, by golly, I'm moving to Canada. And they never do. Or I'm moving to gay Paris. Well, why don't you do it? Why don't you actually show us that you have some conviction? Why don't you have some principles? So all these people, these yahoos move from California, and then they come to Colorado, and they go to Arizona because they don't like what's happening in California, and then they go brain dead. And they vote for the same crap in the states they move to. That's why Colorado is solidly blue and why Arizona is becoming solidly blue. And Mark Kelly personifies that. Mark Kelly, just listen to this. If you don't think that, or if you do think that I'm nuts, which you probably do anyway, and you probably should think that, but if you wonder why I claim that Mark Kelly is the reincarnation of John McCain, ladies and gentlemen, I bring you Senator reelect Mark Kelly.
Welcome back. Incumbent Democratic Senator Mark Kelly is speaking after CNN projects his reelection. Just listen in.
And I'm so honored that Arizona has entrusted me to represent our state in the United States Senate for 6 more years. And I'd like to thank my family, my friends, my campaign team, and the tens of thousands of people over the past few years who have made phone calls, who have knocked on doors, who have chipped in a few bucks and worked late nights and early mornings. You are all the reason that we are successful.
Hang on, it's coming. Don't go away. Hang on.
And I also want to thank our state's election officials, honorable Republicans and Democrats, who are doing the important work of making sure that Arizonans' votes and voices are heard, their votes are counted as quickly and as transparently as possible.
Wait, as quickly as possible? Hey, Senator Kelly, they're still counting. You know what really drives me nuts about and he's a Republican, so I'm an equal opportunity basher. The election official in Maricopa County, which is where Phoenix is located, the largest by population county in Arizona, about 60% of all votes in Arizona are cast in Maricopa County, came out on Friday, which was Veterans Day, by the way. If you want to hear what I had to say about veterans, I not only thank veterans on Veterans Day, but I also apologize to them. That's on the podcast for The Situation with Michael Brown, which you can find on that website, michaelsaysgohere.com. But what I find fascinating about what that doofus said was that I want you to know how hard my people are working. By golly, they're working on Veterans Day. If you got Veterans Day off, I mean, if you're a normal working stiff, you know, like most of us, raise your hand if you got Veterans Day off. Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. Yeah, most people didn't. But he somehow wants to pat himself on the back that he got, those people were working on Veterans Day.
Now, after a long election, it can be tempting to remain focused on the things that divide us. But we've seen the consequences that come when leaders refuse to accept the truth and focus more on conspiracies of the past than solving the challenges that we face today. And for the past 2 years, as we face these challenges, there has not been a day, not a day has gone by, where I have not remembered that I am sitting in the Senate seat of Senator John McCain.
Whoa, and there it is. He believes that he's the reincarnation of John McCain, which is a problem for me. It's a real problem. Irrespective of whether you believe in reincarnation or not, that's not the point. John McCain was exactly what's wrong with politics today. John McCain did... Let me first tell you a really quick story. You know, I've always believed I still believe, that you can judge someone's character by the way they treat people who are in less of a position of power or in a servile position or are doing, I don't know how to describe it, but, you know, for example, I judge people how they treat waiters and waitresses or servers at restaurants. Or they treat a person that holds a door open for you at a department store. Or how they treat a clerk at a retail in a retail establishment. I truly do. I'm sorry, but I'm judgy that way. I judge people based on how I see them treating other people. And I also judge people on how they treat their employees. And I watched John McCain one time take a staffer at a public event. Now, we were on stage, and we were behind the curtain waiting to go on stage to do some stuff. It was me, John McCain, and I forget, and there were three of us there. And John McCain was there, and there were, you know, there's always, you know, when you have a big event like this, there are always dozens and dozens of people, you know, behind the curtain, all of the, you know, some of the lighting people and the people that, you know, run the curtains and do all of that. And John McCain got pissed off about something. I don't know what it was. But he grabbed his staffer and started screaming at the staffer in front of everybody. And I thought, you SOB, if you want to chew your staffer out about something, do it privately. But that's John McCain. John McCain is also responsible for, he and Mitch Feingold are the ones that prevent me or you or anybody else from giving however much money they want to give to a political campaign. Oh, the teacher unions, labor unions, and corporations, thanks to, you know, the United case, yes, they can give tons of money. And they can create PACs and do all of these things and create these 527 organizations. But I can't do that. If I could, and I wanted to write a check to a candidate for $1 million, I can't do that personally. Because Mitch Feingold and John McCain made certain that individuals couldn't exercise their right of free speech by writing a check to an individual. So I've got a lot of things that I don't like about John McCain, including this. When he last ran for re-election, John McCain, who opposed every immigration reform law that ever came before the United States Senate, who did nothing but want open borders, cut an ad with a sheriff from one of the southern counties, Pinal County, I don't remember, it's probably important to that sheriff, but it's not important to this discussion, whatever county it was. John McCain cut an ad in which he talked to the sheriff about how bad illegal immigration was in Arizona. And then he turned to the camera and said, it's time to build the wall. And then that son of a gun goes back to the U.S. Senate and immediately cuts funding for building the wall and goes right back to his open border stance. Mark Kelly did exactly the same thing. So,
not a day has gone by where I have not remembered that I am sitting in the Senate seat of Senator John McCain.
Yep, you are, and you personify Senator John McCain. And that is, sir, exactly what's wrong. Hey, before I go to a break, if you or a loved one wanted to protect yourself against an attack on you personally or a family member, but you don't feel comfortable carrying a firearm like I do, then I want you to learn about HERO's non-lethal products. HERO is a maker of the award-winning HERO 2020. I've got one of these. It's a non-lethal gun that shoots high-speed projectiles filled with pepper powder that explode on impact that cause your attacker intense pain, mental confusion, and they just cough uncontrollably. They just fall to the ground, giving you time to escape the situation. Now, all of these HERO products are concealable, and you do not need a concealed carry permit. And right now, Hero2020.com, that's the website, Hero2020.com, they have a new product called the Arrow. This looks like a really small remote control. It shoots a thick red pepper gel that, when it hits skin, just creates an intense burning sensation that, again, causes your attacker to just writhe in pain and fall to the ground. And it also has an alarm. Both of these products are non-lethal, but they allow you to defend yourself from a distance. I have one, my wife has one, and I've given them to my friends and family as gifts. I want you to get one today for yourself, for your spouse, for your daughter at college, maybe your son working a late shift, or anyone who needs extra protection. Do this. Go online to hero2020.com. That's hero2020.com. Use my last name, Brown, for a special discount. Hero2020.com. State restrictions apply. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutoBody.com.
Fall savings are underway at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. Maximize your car wash savings with car washes starting at only $9. A clean car is essential to the value and even safety of a vehicle. And at Quick and Clean Car Wash, they have a variety of car wash packages to choose from. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Everyone, glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike and your message to 33103. Be sure and go to the website, michaelsaysgohere.com. Let's go back to Arizona for just a moment, because as you may or may not have heard, Mark Kelly has been declared the winner in Arizona. The ballot counting continues, but he now has an insurmountable lead over Blake Masters, his Republican opponent. I want to talk about how Washington, D.C. works for a moment. So a lot of, particularly in leadership positions, the Senate and majority and minority leaders, the Speaker of the House, chairmen of different committees will create these PACs, these political action committees. And the Senate Minority Leader, Mitch McConnell, has one called the Senate Leadership Fund. It has hundreds of millions of dollars in it that Mitch McConnell can spend to help elect Republicans to the United States Senate. Now, I am not a fan of Mitch McConnell. I do believe he is a master legislator. He is the equivalent of LBJ. But he chose to spend money where he didn't need to spend money. Does anyone ever think that Alaska was going to go blue? No, Alaska is going to go red. You got Lisa Murkowski, who is a legacy senator, meaning her father used to be, I think, governor and a U.S. senator. And Alaska has one of these approval voting, you know, you vote for an order of candidates. You don't pick one candidate or another. It's stupid. Well, Mitch McConnell spent money in Alaska to help his friend Lisa Murkowski get reelected. But Blake Masters in Arizona happened to be a Donald Trump, I don't want to say nominee, but Donald Trump supported Blake Masters. Mitch McConnell decided not to put any money into Blake Masters' campaign. Blake Masters has lost that election. And it's an absolute shame. Now, I don't think Blake Masters is the brightest bulb in the box of bulbs. He's not the sharpest knife in the drawer. But nonetheless, he's a member of our coalition. And he should have been elected. And he could have been elected, but for the fact that Mitch McConnell didn't put any money in. I sometimes think that Democrats like being in the minority. It's easier to just object than it is to actually govern. Listen to what Blake Masters said last night.
How could they not do that? I mean, how could it be considered a legitimate election outcome, whether you win or lose? But just if you care about democracy, you would demand that every vote is counted and not double counted, correct?
That's exactly right. I think Arizonans deserve much, much better. And when Carrie Lake is governor, they're going to get it. So Maricopa County elections, maybe they're working hard. God bless them. It's at best just incompetent. But you know what else is incompetent, Tucker? The establishment, right? The people who control the purse strings. Senate Leadership Fund. Mitch McConnell. McConnell decided to spend millions of dollars attacking a fellow Republican in Alaska instead of helping me defeat Senator Mark Kelly. Had he chosen to spend money in Arizona, this race would be over. We'd be celebrating a Senate majority right now. And so my message to the people of America, my message to actually the Republican senators, hopefully my future colleagues, let's not vote Mitch McConnell into leadership. He doesn't deserve to be majority leader or minority leader. You get a choice. You can stand with your constituents and stand with Americans, or you can stand for Mitch McConnell. Tucker, if I'm lucky enough to represent Arizona in the U.S. Senate next year, I think it's clear where I'll stand.
Well, it is clear where he'll stand. And Blake Masters would not have voted for Mitch McConnell, but because Mitch McConnell wields so much power, this is why I, like Blake Masters and many others, truly despise the Republican establishment. If you're not going to help obtain a majority, then that tells me you kind of like being in the minority, because it's much easier to govern just by bitching about stuff rather than actually getting things done. So this is why we've got to continue to fight and work to get more and more independent-minded Republicans elected. At every level. This is true at every level of government. So whatever you do, think about that. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 33103. I'll be right back.
Everything's getting more expensive. The government's losing control. And the Fed just seems to make things worse. Trying to get decent returns on your savings is driving you nuts.
Sound familiar?
Noble Gold Investments gets it. Completely focused on honesty and education, their crack team of precious metals experts have helped thousands of worried investors like you to build and preserve wealth through times like these. By giving you direct contact with a single dedicated professional, you get exclusive free access to that help with no hassle or call centers to deal with. Find out why precious metals and IRAs are the answer to inflation and financial contagion. Give the team at Noble Gold Investments a call and join the others who've taken advantage of their offer. They'll guide you through the process and make it easy for you. And this month, they're gifting a stunning free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA over $20,000. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments. Call 877-646-5347 to find out more or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Really am. Appreciate you spending some weekend time with me. If you want to engage in the program, our rules of engagement are pretty simple. You simply text the word Mike and your message to 33103. So you go to your device, you go to your iMessage or whatever short message service you use. You type in this number, 33103. Start the message with the word Mike. That's the key word that we use to make sure that in our system it gets directly to me and me only. And then you type your message. You just type the word Mike in your message to 33103. If you'd like to see, in fact, I'm just getting ready to post. I'll do it during the top of the hour break. People have asked, well, where in Denver do you broadcast from? Well, I broadcast from a little studio that they've given me that is down on the FM floor. And I love this little studio. It's a nice little cubby hole. It's got everything I need in it right here. But I like it because it's tight, close quarters, intimate, and allows me to just quietly do my thing. To 300-plus stations all over the country. So I really appreciate all of you affiliates that carry the program. There is, I believe, kind of this overarching march toward tyranny around the world. And I don't know whether, I mean, maybe it's as republics ebb and flow, as republics over the course of history kind of get stronger and stronger, and then they start to recede a little bit in their power. And then you see countries like communist China, which is kind of in its ascendancy, except for the current chairman of the Chinese Communist Party, that, you know, they have a new emperor. In fact, that's the title he goes by. Xi Jinping now is the emperor of China. He wants to be the modern Mao, and that's what he's doing. And so he is determined to become the world superpower. I don't know how many of you have ever lived in or traveled to or spent any significant amount of time in other countries. But I want to use Western Europe for a second as an example of the point that I want to make. The point that I want to make is you don't really want to live in a country like that. You don't really want to live in a country that is not a world superpower. You know how in life in general, you as an individual, every goober wants to be able to make his or her own decisions. Now, we give up some of that power when we go to work for someone. For example, you know, I work for iHeartMedia, you know, the world's largest media conglomerate. Well, there are some decisions I can't make. Now, they give me a lot of freedom in terms of what I can talk about. In fact, they give me total freedom what I can talk about. They've never told me what I can't talk about. And I appreciate that. We put it in the contract. I don't, for example, you know, I just told you I'm going to post a picture to Instagram in a minute because people have asked, well, where are you broadcasting from? Well, I don't really get to choose my studio because other studios are being used. And so, you know, you give up some decision-making authority in almost every aspect of your lives. You know, guys, if you're married, you know, happy wife, happy life. So you give up a lot of decision-making. Where are we going to have dinner tonight? You know, the story goes, well, I don't care. Where do you want to go have dinner tonight? I learned that lesson a long time ago. Even if it leads to an argument, where do you want to have dinner? I don't care, honey, wherever you want to have dinner. Why do I always have to decide? Well, because we're ultimately going to go where you want to go to dinner anyway. Well, what does that have to do with the price of bread? And, you know, let me explain. When you're a world superpower, you don't depend upon anyone else for the freedom and the liberty and everything that you enjoy in that country, because you have the power and the ability, economically, socially, politically, to live in this wondrous world of individual freedom and liberty. You don't, now if you listen closely to what I'm saying, you'll kind of get the drift of where I'm going. You don't depend on other countries for almost anything. Now, you may still import strawberries or raspberries from Chile. You might still import, thank goodness, tequila from Mexico. You might import, I don't know, really nice Puy Fusée wine from, you know, France. You might import, you know, nice Italian shoes from Italy. But you don't have to. You don't have to. You can still find, you know, well, I'm not sure whether you really can anymore or not, but you can find, you know, American-made shoes somewhere. Or you can find strawberries that are grown in California, raspberries that are grown in, or oranges grown in Florida. You don't have to buy something that's imported somewhere else. That's one of the great things about being a superpower. You don't depend upon, you know, Saudi Arabia and OPEC Plus or Venezuela for your fossil fuels, for your oil, if you're a superpower. You don't depend upon China to make your pharmaceuticals or to make your iPhones, if you're a superpower. If you're not a superpower, you have to, and naturally it flows from not being a superpower, that you have to depend on other nations for many things, including your own security. Do you really think that if the United States of America was not a superpower, and China, or for that matter Russia, which is really not a superpower, but we've all kind of given superpower status. If you don't believe me about Russia not being a superpower, look at what's happening in Ukraine. They've just retreated from Kherson, one of the provincial capitals that the Russian army had supposedly overtaken for a while. They're now retreating. 100,000 Russian soldiers have died in that battle. But, of course, we've supplied, the United States has supplied, the majority of the weaponry that they've used in Ukraine. But set that aside for a moment. I just want you to think about if we were not a superpower, we were no better than France, Germany, Italy, Spain, whatever, any other, you know, stupid country in the world, if we were no better than Brazil or Argentina, and another country, Russia, for example, let's just use, well, Russia or China, doesn't make any difference because they, either one could do it, they decided to invade Eastern and Western Europe. The commies in Russia and China decide to invade Eastern Europe and to march straight onward, just like the Nazis did, just march straight through to Paris and then start blitzkrieging and bombing London, and we didn't exist as a superpower, what would happen? Western Europe would become a totalitarian, probably not even different countries. They would be subsumed by whatever other superpower took them over. So when people tell me that I'm tired of being the world superpower, I'm tired of us, you know, doing all these things. Well, you may be, but the alternative is not that great. I don't want to be a Britain. I don't want to be France or Germany or Italy that's dependent upon us for their national security. I want us to be independent. I want us to be strong enough that we hold off our enemies. Because they're scared to death of us. Because they're afraid to attack us. We're losing that. And that march of tyranny that I talk about is emboldened by the less strength that we show worldwide. You know, communism has killed over 100 million people. Now, the Spanish contribution, to use a Western European example of that, the Spanish contribution was modest. 4,167 deaths, dwarfed by China, 82 million deaths, and Russia with 21 million deaths. But Spain may not be finished yet, because Spain is a great example of what I mean about this slow march backwards toward tyranny. The Communist Party of Spain, for example, was formed by groups that broke away from the Spanish Socialist Workers' Party. Now, that party is currently in charge in Spain. But this past week, the Spanish government began issuing 135,000 copies of a, bear with me here, a postage stamp to celebrate 100 years, a century, of attempting to impose slavery and genocide on its own country. This is insanity. I mean, I'm sorry to laugh, but it's insanity. Alberto de la Cruz tweeted out the following, the most repulsive postage stamp of the year. Spain celebrates communist slaughter of millions of human beings, and here's a picture of the stamp. So you know that the symbol for the Chinese Communist Party is the red star. And you know that the symbol for the Russian, the old Soviet Union Communist Party, is the hammer and sickle. So now let's put both those together. Let's put the Chinese Communist Star and the hammer and sickle, and then put it on a stamp. It's worth 75 euros. Centenario del... I can't speak Spanish, so laugh at me. Centenario del Partido Comunista de España, 1921 to 2021. Yes, let's celebrate a century of communism, you dumbasses. For years, this Partido Comunista de España, the Communist Party of Spain, was the voice of Stalin in Spain. And this organization was linked to all kinds of atrocities during the Spanish Civil War, where, with the support of Soviet KGB agents, it managed to turn what was once a Republican form of government into a Soviet de facto dictatorship, including a purge against the Trotskyites of the Workers' Party of the Marxist Unification. Today, it continues to support dictatorships like Cuba, Communist China, Venezuela, Nicaragua. Back in 2013, just a mere 9 years ago, less than a decade ago, its youth even expressed their solidarity with North Korea. How stupid can you be? So you see, this struggle against evil did not end when Ronald Reagan stood at the Brandenburg Gate and told Gorbachev, tear down this wall. It will never end. I would like to think that we don't have to worry about a stamp with a swastika being issued in this country. But the serious threats to liberty and individual freedom are coming from those who wrap themselves in this really comfortable blanket sold by the Communist Party of communism, of socialism, that how somehow that the government's going to take care of everything and we don't have to worry about it, that's the sweet smell of this communism that's being sold to us. And it's forcing us, or causing us, I should say, to become not the world's superpower anymore. We're kind of handing that off to China. And I think that's wrong. And it's scary. Hey, listen, if you or a loved one want to protect yourself against any attack on you personally, or a family member, but you're just uncomfortable carrying a gun. And I understand some people are. I carry mine all the time. But if you don't, that's fine. Then you need to learn about HERO's non-lethal products. HERO is the maker of the award-winning HERO 2020. That's a non-lethal gun, and it shoots high-speed projectiles filled with pepper powder that explode on contact. It covers your attacker with this gel that just causes intense pain, mental confusion, coughing. They just drop to the ground, writhing in pain. That gives you time to escape. All HERO products are concealable, and you do not need a carry permit. And right now, Hero2020.com has a new product. I love this new product called the Arrow. It looks like a small remote. It literally looks like a small remote control, and it shoots a thick red sticky pepper gel. I've taken this in my backyard, and I put a target up, and I've fired it, and it splatters. The gel splatters everywhere. So your attacker is going to be covered on his face, his hands, his arms, whatever skin's exposed, and it's going to burn like hell. It's non-fatal. He thinks he's going to be dying, but it gives you time to escape. You got to get one of these. They're both not non-lethal, but they allow you to defend yourself from a distance. I've got them in all my cars. My wife has one. I have one in addition to my firearm, and I want you to get one today. I want you to go to hero2020.com. That's hero2020.com. Go online and check it out. And then when you buy one, use my last name, Brown, for a special discount. Hero2020.com. State restrictions apply. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Is your job recession-proof? Now might be the perfect time to switch careers and become an IT professional. With My Computer Career, IT is listed as one of the top recession-proof professions. You could have your dream job in just months, not years. No experience needed. Take classes online or on campus. And financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Testosterone levels are at an all-time low. Individual T levels decline 1% every year. Chalk, CHOQ, is the new champion of natural testosterone boosters. Chalk's main ingredient is clinically studied to naturally boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity and boost your daily energy with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a limited time, our listeners will get 30% off at CHOQ.com with promo code USA. CHOQ.com, code USA.
It's the Ramsey Show, talk radio where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com. Tune in to Mark Levin, Dave Ramsey, and Ben Shapiro. Plus, don't miss our local shows, including Free Fire Radio on KCNR.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. We would love to have you join us for the 15th annual Christmas for the Troops. Along with KIXC-TV, we invite you to join us Friday, December 9th for food, fellowship, and package assembly at the Anderson VFW Post at 3210 West Center Street starting at 6 p.m. A suggested donation at the door provides snack foods, dinner, and helps offset the cost of shipping. You can help in advance as well. We'll be accepting donations of food, funding, and travel-sized personal care items that you can drop off at the KIXC Studios on North Market Street in Reading. For more information, call Michelle at 530-859-3176. 530-859-3176. Remember, the date is now Friday, December 9th at 6 p.m., VFW Hall in Anderson. Veterans sacrifice themselves for us. Let us show them our gratitude and thanks for your support.
Hey, welcome back to the weekend. It's Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike and your message 33103. You Goobers have been pretty good today about some text messages. I found them interesting. I want you to know I read every text message. I can't respond to every single one of them, but I read I read them all the time. And I want to emphasize, too, that if you're listening to a podcast of this program, you can still text me. Text the word Mike to 33103, because I read text messages 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, because I'm on 4 hours every morning, Monday through Friday in Denver, and then I'm on the weekend show for 3 hours on Saturday all across the country on 300-plus stations. So I'm always looking at text messages. So if you can, when you do text me, give me a little context sometimes, you know, like tell me what you're talking about so I can, you know, relate it back to what I talked about. You know, one of the things that authoritarians do, speaking of tyranny, is to try to impose equity. Now, equity's become a buzzword that just drives me up the freaking wall. Equity is different from equality. All of us are born equal. We have the same physiology. We, you know, unless, unfortunately, you're born, handicapped. We're born with two legs and two arms, certain kinds of genitals. We got a head, a brain, you know, we got a mouth and nose. We're human beings, and we're born equal in that regard. Now, some of us have different talents than others. That doesn't mean we're not equal. It means we have different talents. But equity is a word that is used by the left, not in the way that you think they mean it. Equity. Doesn't that sound good? I want equity. I have a friend who, it drives me up the wall, that uses the term equity. We need more equity in this country. And I'll say, well, what do you mean by that? Well, we've got to fix the inequality among people. Well, what inequality? Because I know what he's really thinking, but I've got to get him to that point. And he finally says, well, you're lucky and you don't see it because you make X number of dollars. He has no idea how much money I make. But you make X number of dollars, and here I am, and I'm a school teacher, and I only make I make this amount of money. So what's the solution? What do you mean? Then you want to equalize what everybody gets paid? Yes, I think that you should make less and those teachers should make more. That's the definition of equity. Don't buy into the soft tyranny of language. Because when they use language to try to convince you about good things, it always goes wrong. Hey, it's the weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike and your message to 33103.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Lives to live in our own way. Our lives must be fine, free. Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.